T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Welcome back. Hot Seat is coming up later in the hour. Lots of juggling for position as we try to determine the greatest caller we've ever had on this show. But right now, Al, we have one of the finest newsbreakers this city has ever seen. You have worked with him. Jonesy, you have worked with him.
Yeah, I have worked with him.
Consummate professional. And somehow or other, Al, in his podcast, Takeoff, he is basically breaking a story every week.
Yep.
How is he doing it? He's getting newsmakers, and he's asking the right questions. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the best in the business, John Clark, is on the line right now. Hi, John.
Wow. That was nice of you. Thank you.
No, John, I don't know how you're doing this, but I watch this. Every week you have somebody on, and it's news. You just had Dave Dombrowski on. Is that correct?
Yeah, I sat down with Dave in person yesterday, and I got to tell you, I've missed it. I have not done an in-person sit-down interview with somebody since Daryl Morey was hired, and it's great to be back off of Zoom and to be in person and to see, you know, and look somebody in the eyes and talk to them. It's great.
Is it easier to do an interview then than on the Zoom, John?
Absolutely, because you can have a little casual conversation. You can, you know, you can get a feel for somebody and people can get comfortable with each other, standing next to each other, looking each other in the eye, and you get to see human expression. That's the thing that misses on Zoom, the real human expression. You can tell when somebody doesn't like a question, you can tell when somebody does like a question, or you can tell when you're engaging with somebody. So I have Zoom fatigue. I'm done with it.
All right, but the fact is, in person or otherwise, you have an incredible charm to you, John, that convinces people to come on your podcast, that gets you all the best interviews at the airport. How are you getting these people to sit down with you and making news pretty much every week? How are you doing that?
Oh, I wait at gate A at the airport for them to come off the plane.
There it is.
No, you know, I think I just try to think of what am I interested in right now and what are the fans of Philadelphia interested in right now? What questions would they like answered? And I just try to, through relationship building, set up an interview with someone who I believe can give some good answers, reveal some things, and give good insight on what everyone is interested in here. And look, you're the best at it. You're a great question asker. I mean, your interviews are fantastic, so probably learned a little bit from you, but I'm just naturally inquisitive, and I want to understand the why of something is happening or where somebody is coming from and really just understand insight. And I'm not a hot take guy, so I think people don't get put off by me or upset with me from time to time, so I guess they feel comfortable.
All right, well, let's illustrate this, John, because here's what I can say. You know the issues brilliantly, and you express them in interviews exceptionally well. You had Dave Dombrowski on, and you got him to talk about the fact that Aaron Nola has acknowledged he didn't get the vaccine. And you got him to make a public statement about how he feels about his players, whether they get the vaccine or not. Here's John with Dave Dombrowski.
Do I wish all players were vaccinated? Yes. But I can't prevent what other people think in that regard. So I think you just have to react accordingly. It would make our lives a lot easier if everybody was vaccinated. But I don't think that that's something you can force upon somebody. I think it's an individual choice.
Now, John, when you're hearing that, right? You have your own opinion on that, don't you?
Sure. Personally, I'm vaccinated. That's my personal choice. Yeah.
But like when you're hearing something that is not in keeping with your own philosophy, do you challenge? How do you deal with being irritated? Like that answer right there, I think they should assert to these players, get your ass vaccinated. We need you healthy for the second half of the season. And I would want to express that. You're able to restrain that. But when you have a strong opinion, do you express it to the person you're interviewing?
Well, the vaccination issue is something that is fascinating because it is something that is heavily being pursued and pushed by Major League Baseball, by all the leagues. The NFL is really pushing their players to get vaccinated. And Dave told me that he has spoken personally to all the players. They gave instructional videos. They gave seminars. They pushed the players to get vaccinated. But it is someone's personal right and personal choice to get it done. And obviously, he said he would wish that all of his players are vaccinated. Do I personally wish all the Phillies were vaccinated? Yeah, because then there's not a chance of them missing games. But I can't, as a human being, push my beliefs on somebody else. I don't feel as strongly about it as you do. I wish the entire country was vaccinated, but I respect someone's right to make the personal choice about their body. That's just my opinion.
You know, it's amazing, John, in my all my years, I have never once said I can't push my opinion on other people. I do it, it 4 hours every day. Hey, John, there's one other thing now, and I got the sense when you also knew exactly the buyer versus seller issue to ask Dave about it. He definitely said he's not going to be a seller, but can you read between the lines for me? Do you think he's going to be allowed to go over the luxury tax to add to this team by the trade deadline?
I think so because, I mean, John Middleton, I've asked to interview him for a little while, and I have not been able to interview John Middleton. I think he was probably very upset with the way the team was playing for a while, and it has been 10 years, and he is absolutely desperate and has done everything he possibly can to get this team back in the playoffs, spending around $200 million every year. So I do think so. Now, my question is this team really worth going all in on? Basically, they're a 500 team right now. Now, they're playing better. Bullpen looks a little better. The offensive lineup, when they're all together, they can hit. And, you know, I think it'd be fantastic to add a starting pitcher or a reliever to help this team. But if you're a 500 team and the only reason you're in it right now is because of the division, every other division, they'd be like 9 or 10 games back. So my big question to Dave was, is this team really worth going all in on? Do you really want to give up a prospect or two or more for a team that if you get into the playoffs, do they really have a legitimate shot to be a contender? And I think that's the biggest question right now.
Yeah, it's well said. You broke a big story. I mean, a big. Here's just, Rhea, this guy gets the best people. Yes. Stephen A. Smith, yes. Larry Brown, Danny Green, Ben Simmons' high school coach. These were all stories evolved from this. The Danny Green one was probably the biggest, though, John, because Danny Green told the fans to tone it down for Ben Simmons. All right? First of all, were you surprised he said that? And did you realize as he was saying it, it was going to be a lightning rod for your podcast and for that interview?
Honestly, when after it was over, I did not think that that was the biggest part of the interview. And I really thought it was the stuff about Ben Simmons, that they need him to be more aggressive, and they've pushed for him to be more aggressive, but he has to be really, really pushed to be more aggressive. So, no, in the moment, I did not know. And I was surprised that Danny said that. Now, I tried to think about his perspective. He came from L.A., winning a championship in L.A., and then right before that from Toronto, played for the Spurs. And so I'm thinking, okay, here's a guy, his first year in Philly, maybe he's just not used to this. And I think that's a big part of it. I think that he has to learn how the city shows its tough love. You know, I interviewed Michael Vick recently, and I also interviewed TJ McConnell recently, and they said, look, I had to learn over a year or two about the tough love from Philly, but once I did, it made me a better player, and it made me work hard because I wanted to make sure I showed up every single game when I performed to give my best and to please the people of Philly. So I think Danny, he might have a different answer after his second year in Philly if that happens.
Tremendous response. Hey, John, do you think that best read from you, Ben Simmons, here next year, not here?
I don't think he's here. I think this is a new regime. Daryl Morey is coming in. He means business. And I think they've learned that even though Ben Simmons has been pushed before to become better with his offensive shooting, that he hasn't done it. And so I think all the leaks and I think all the words and reports and everything that's out there, it's leaning in the direction of Ben Simmons being traded.
You know, then you talk to Larry Brown, another great podcast, and you asked him how he would handle Ben Simmons, especially with the problems at the free throw line. What did Larry say, and did you agree with Larry's approach to Ben?
Well, Larry said, because he had Allen Iverson, and he said Allen Iverson was not afraid of any consequence of missing a shot. And so Ben Simmons is basically afraid of the consequence. So Larry Brown says he would have told him, I don't care what happens at the free throw line. I don't care if you miss all your free throw lines. What I can't have is you shying away from being an effective offensive player because of your fear of the consequence at the free throw line. And look, I imagine Doc Rivers said all this. Danny Green told me they said all this. So for some reason, Ben has one of the biggest mental blocks I've ever seen about shooting the ball. I mean, you saw that video of Summer League when he first came to the Sixers and drafted by the Sixers. He had a tremendous jump shot. He was making a lot of his jump shots. And by the way, the thing that really gets me, Angelo, is in game five, if I remember correctly, when he missed 10 free throws, when he came out at halftime, I believe he made 18 straight free throws.
Really?
When he came out to practice. When he came out to practice. So to me, there is a trepidation about doing it in the game, in the pressure of the game. Because in warm-ups and at halftime, he made 18 straight free throws.
Wait,
in that game.
Hold on. You were watching him and keeping track?
Everybody does.
Well, you know, it is a thing.
That's unbelievable. He made 18 in a row?
18 shots coming out from the locker room after halftime to get ready. He does come out and practice pregame, after halftime. But that's my thing. It's like, wow, he's able to make them in practice. He's able to make them when it's not a pressure moment. So it's just really in his head.
John, you're an amazing guy. Two other quick ones. I got to know this. Who is the guest you most want right now? Is it Middleton? I know you mentioned it before. Who's the guy, if you could have anybody on your next podcast, who would you want?
Howard Eskin. No. Yeah. I would say Jeffrey Lurie.
Wow. Ooh. Really?
Shooting high.
What do you want to ask for? What do you want to ask him?
Wow. So much stuff. Just exactly what happened with Carson Wentz. He was going to be the franchise quarterback. Did the organization make some mistakes in a lot of the things they did after winning the Super Bowl? And then about his involvement with the team. Look, I mean, you know, I learned from watching what John Middleton did with the Gabe Kapler situation and other situations where he gets involved. Now, how involved is Jeff Lurie? And after many, many years owning the team and you see something going wrong, how involved do you get? So I think Jeff Lurie right now would be the best interview to really find out about the entire organization, what has happened, what they have learned from it, and how that's going to affect their future and how they go forward.
Jeffrey called. That's not going to happen.
And finally,
the answer. Yeah.
Finally, John, are you single?
Well, I am. I'm not married. I am dating, but I'm not married.
Have you ever been married?
Not that I know of.
Why are you asking him this?
You're a legend, John. Legend of this guy.
You're a legend. You're so good looking and smart. What are you waiting for? It's time, John. Make the move.
Angelo's got a ring here for you.
I'll get you a deal, but I'm not going to be here that much longer. John, seriously.
I think if I was married, I'd be divorced by now. So I'm waiting to figure out myself and then find the right woman and have a couple kids. And hopefully it'll work out well. I think I'd be divorced if I had gotten married younger because I was a train wreck.
Well, the fact of the matter is, John Clark, you're married to your work right now, and you're doing it at an extremely high level. Love talking to you, John. Thank you very much for giving us a few minutes today.
Appreciate that. It means a lot coming to you. Keep up the great listen, everybody.
John Clark, I learned something about him during that, Al.
What is it?
He's such a good guy.
Yeah.
He doesn't try to impose his opinions on. He's not so opinionated that he's convinced he's right on everything.
Yeah, old school. You just couldn't get the information.
If I had to start all over, you know what my goal would be?
What?
John Clark.
Yeah, well, you better work on your head first. He's a handsome man.
Boy, he is. He is so good.
You're not.
No, all right, okay. We don't need to remind people. I'm working on it. I look better than I did last year.
It's radio. I have to help people.
Have I not?
You do look very good, yes.
No. Yeah. Am I better looking?
You're in better shape than you were
there
before.
There it is.
Yes.
I have less of it. I have only two chins instead of
three. You're not better looking. You're in better shape.
No. All right, never mind.
Why do you ask him?
Because I think I've finally done it. Someday he's going to say, you know what? In just the right light, you are a seven.
Yeah, that's called darkness.
Yeah, then they're going to close the casket. They picked out a nice suit. You didn't hear me?
On the line is Anne Marie. Hi, Anne Marie.
Hi, how are you?
All right, so Anne, you just heard, we just talking about the vaccine. Aaron Nola has said he will not get it. He has not gotten it. And he's going to keep it private. Why he won't. What do you feel?
Okay, so this is what I feel. I'm a respiratory therapist and work in the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. So I don't understand that at all. I go by the science. And the fact that he is not saying why he's not getting it, to me, speaks that it's a political nature. And he's believing some kind of conspiracy theorist. And this is what I don't understand. People, like your last caller said, oh, well, it's everybody's body. They can decide what to do. Well, I can't drive 100 miles down the street and kill somebody because I want to drive 100 miles down the street. I don't think you have a choice of getting somebody else infected and killing them. I don't think that's your choice. I don't think that's your right.
All right, since I'm a Phillies fan, and since his ability to be able to pitch every fifth day is important to the team, can he at least give me an explanation for why he's made this decision? Am I asking too much to ask for that?
No, and I think if it's a religious reason or something, or he, is immune compromised and he can't get the shot, or he has an allergy because of that, that's a whole different reason.
Yeah.
And he should be able to give that. And the fact that he's not giving any of those reasons.
Well, he doesn't want to defend the decision. See, if you're going to say I'm keeping it to myself, what you're telling people is I'm not sure I'm going to be able to defend a position, so I'm just not going to tell you why.
Yeah.
But I don't think in his job, in his position as a public figure that people are paying to see, that he has that right. He owes me an explanation for why he's made that decision. I don't have to agree with it. He could still do whatever he wants, I think he owes me an explanation.
Why? What if the explanation is basically half the people that won't get it do believe that a microchip is put in your body?
Yeah.
So if he believes that,
right.
I'm not saying he does.
Is that going to make you feel better?
Well, then what are you going to think?
It will, because then I'll know he's nuts.
Well, that's the reason.
Then I'll be able, I'll talk to Emery and we'll go, hey, Emery, do you believe Nola thinks they put a chip in his head?
And do you not think that that would even convince more people not to get it?
I don't know.
Well,
I am a believer in information. I like things explained to me, Emery. And I think he could have been a librarian. He could have done a private job. He could have worked at Starbucks. At that point, maybe he doesn't have to tell anybody. You're a professional athlete.
At Starbucks, they tattoo it on your head what they're doing.
Well, whatever. I'm just saying. I think I at least deserve an explanation.
You wouldn't be able to sell beer at the stadium because
no.
You have to have a vaccine.
That's right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't be able to cover himself. He could not interview himself because the reporters are required
could not
to
interview
take it.
Yes. Himself.
Right?
That's the
right.
dumbest thing.
Right? The reporters, we had Todd Zielecki on. He said they have to be vaccinated. They
but
can't go near the players.
It's not just the reporters, it's the staffing. So
yep.
Everybody around you has to be
required.
Vaccinated except for you. And if they blow this in September because they go through an outbreak.
Oh.
I
That's
don't even want to be here for the anger.
No.
That it's your job. And if you know that, you know that hospital in Texas, they refuse, 400 workers refuse to get the vaccination, and the Supreme Court judge ruled you don't have a choice. If your employer is saying you're getting the vaccination, you have to get it. You can choose not to get it, but then you don't have a job at this hospital.
That's a fine judge. That's a fine judge, Anne-Marie.
That's what I believe. So.
I love it. Anne-Marie, we are there is a whole nother side to this, but I'm glad you called. You made some great points. Do you have a great trade that was made involving Philadelphia?
Yeah, Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay was already mentioned.
My second one is Brad Lidge.
Brad Lidge.
Oh,
perfect.
Wow.
I think that's better.
Won a championship with him.
Wow. Anne-Marie pulled one out at the finish line.
I am shocked. We're at 9:20. I am shocked that there aren't two or three that haven't been
Could
mentioned.
Could you name the ones that have been
sure.
mentioned?
Sure. So we've got Moses, but that was more of a sign and trade. Ratliff, Theo Ratliff, Steve Carlton, Charles Barkley, Ferguson Jenkins, Roy Halladay, and we just had Brad Lidge.
All right, Brad Lidge. You keep coming. Rhea will award 5 prizes in our next segment. Also, Big Rubel and Clifford Lentz would both like to address their status on the top 16 list.
To the
will
moon.
Be announced early tomorrow. All
you
other
didn't
guys,
put Clifford
Charlie,
W
Mark,
on it.
I have
He's
not
in
said
consideration.
Yet. He's in consideration yet because he has had some intriguing calls. But every call involves Uranus, and that's
well,
a
that's
negative.
Jonesy's fault.
Well, he's ruining the calls.
It's a great planet.
215-592-9494. Lots to do, including hot seat. Oh, and I got one treat for, I don't know if it's a treat, but somebody knows Ben Simmons very well. And he has decided to come forward publicly on Ben trying to steal his girlfriend. How can I avoid that story, Al? I can't.
Oh, Lord.
You will hear that story when we return. WIP Sports Time, 923.
Brought to you by Borgata Hotel, Casino, and Spa. Philly's got an off day today after taking 3 of 4 from the Marlins over the weekend. It puts them at 47-45, just 2 games off the first-place Mets. On John Clark's Takeoff podcast, Dave Dombrowski was asked about what the Phillies plan to do approaching the trade deadline.
Well, I mean, when they say we're not selling, I mean, we're not in a position where we're looking to move players off our team. Now, if you're in a position and anything can happen in 10 days or 2 weeks, I mean, if all of a sudden, and I don't like to take this scenario and don't think on the next, if you lose 10 games in a row, well, that might be one thing that's a little bit different. Or if you win 10 games in a row, it's a little bit different, but we're in a position where we're in this, and we're going to try to make our club better here over the next time period.
Phillies will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.